This goes to Dr. Wilder, W-I-L-D-E-R, fax 616-754-9883, regarding June Patmore, P-A-T-M-O-R-E, date of birth 6/16/1938. Dear Dr. Wilder, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Patmore with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and history of renal artery stenosis with stent placement. Her last visit was November 4th, 2024. Her son brings her to her visits since she has difficulty driving. Currently, she denies any recent hospitalizations or procedures. She has gained 4 pounds over the last 6 months. She believes that's due to lack of activity over the winter months. She thinks she will be more active in the warmer weather. No chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, a minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and stable edema of the lower extremities. Medications, I'll highlight Norvasc, 5 mg daily, chlorthalidone is 50 mg daily, Losartan, 100 mg daily, metoprolol, 100 mg twice a day. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis, also on pantoprazole, pravastatin, low-dose aspirin, Tylenol for pain, calcium supplement, and a multivitamin. Physical exam, weight 164 pounds, pulse 79, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/82. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites. And she does have 1+ edema, right lower extremity, 2+ edema, left lower extremity. A brisk capillary refill. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 25th, 2025. Creatinine slightly higher than usual at 1.53. Generally, she runs 1.36, 1.32. Estimated GFR is 33. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 10.1. Albumin 3.9. Phosphorus is 3.3. Hemoglobin is 14.3 with normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels that fluctuate. I want her to continue getting labs every 3 months, so she will be getting them again in July. She should follow a low-salt diet and limit fluid intake to 64 ounces in 24 hours. Two, hypertension, currently at near to goal, will continue all of her routine medications. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation is 3, and she's anticoagulated with Eliquis. And 4, history of renal artery stenosis with stent placement. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.